We'll do a review in Maimorim Elukotim, and this is in Chelik Gimel, and this is the 30th Maimer. It's a Maimer that is Kimei Tseischo Meretz Mitzrayim Arena Lefloes, which the Rebbe said an Achrin Shel Pesach in Heitov Shin Lametes. It was later on published in a Kuntrus, in the booklet for Achrin Shel Pesach Tovshin Mem Tes, 10 years later. And that was printed for the later days of Pesach. And the date that there is Erev Chag HaPesach Tovshin Mem Tes is the date when they published it in honor for that Achrin Shel Pesach of Tovshin Mem Tes. So we'll do the Maimer inside. So the Rebbe brings down the Pasuk over here from Micha. In the Pasuk it says, Ki yimei tseischom eretz mitzrayim ar enu niflois. We're talking about over here in the era of the future redemption, in the era of Mashiach. And the Pasuk in Micha says that just like the days when you left Egypt, you experienced wonders. The exodus of Egypt was associated with great miracles, great wonders. So the Pasuk is saying on the days of Mashiach, that just like in the days of Tseischo Meretz Mitzrayim, when you went out of Egypt, the same thing like then, Ar'enu Niflois, I will show him, the Jewish people, I will show them wonders that they're also going to experience great wonders when the future redemption, the Gula HaSida, as Hashem has showed us in the days when we went out of Egypt. So the question here from the Zohar is that why are we saying here a plural ki yimei, like the days? The exodus of Egypt didn't take days. It took one day on the 15th of Nisan. The Jewish people left Mitzrayim, and that was it. Why does it use here the terminology? The Pasuk says, ki yimei, like the days. So, umevi kveit kedushas meirichom admur b'mamorei dibur amaschil zeh. My father-in-law, the Rebbe, says the Rebbe in the Maimer, brings down in his Maimer that opened up with the same saying of ki yimei tseischom eretz Mitzrayim, and that was in the year of Tovshin Ches, when the Friedrich Rebbe said this Maimer. So he opens up, he brings down in the Maimer the Diuk HaZohar, the question that the Zohar asks on this Pasuk, Bozesh Nemar Ki Yimei Loshin Rabim. Why does it say like the days in a plural? Hare Yitzias Mitzrayim Hoyso B'yoyim Echod. The exodus of Egypt was in one day, as we say, Bechad Zimno Nafku. That's the Lashon of the Zohar. They went out at one time. It wasn't days. It was all in one day. And there's actually evidence from a Pasuk itself. The Pasuk itself, when it talks about remembering the exodus, it specifically uses the Lashon singular, is Yoim Tseischo, not days. So the Torah itself doesn't refer to it in another Pasuk as days. So in the Torah, when the Torah says to remember the redemption of Mitzrayim, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Leman Tizkoir, es Yoim Tseischo Meretz Mitzrayim. So that you remember the day. It doesn't say Yimei, it says one day. Yoim Tzom Meretz Mitzrayim, Yoim Loshen Yochid. He uses Yoim in a singular way. V'lchein v'lomo nemar kan ki Yimei Loshen Rabim. So why does it say over here like the days in a plural? So first of all, the fact is that it was one day. That's the first question. And the second question is, even the Pasuk, when referencing the exodus of Egypt, references it as one day that you went out of Egypt. So why does the Pasuk use the Loshin Ki Yimei Loshen Rab? So, Umevayir. So, the explanation that the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe gives in that Maimer, is really while the date of the physical exit was Takeh one day, but yet that did not complete the task of exodus of Egypt in the spiritual sense. In the spiritual sense, the exodus of Egypt takes place continuously every single day until the Gula Ha'asida. To go out of Egypt means to go out of boundaries, to go out of limitation. We have boundaries and limitations every single day until we come to the final redemption, when we'll get rid of all boundaries and all of limitations. So therefore, it is kimei. The Rebbe is going to explain a little bit later on. In one aspect, it is a plural, and in another aspect, it is one day. In some sense, there is one day that we went out of Mitzrayim, and in another sense, in the spiritual sense, we're going out every day of Mitzrayim. We'll see this a little bit later. But right now, the answer is that he says, Mevayer Shekol Hayomim, that all the days, Mehazman di Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ad Yom, Ad Agulo Ha'asido, until the future redemptions are days that we're going out of Mitzrayim. It's a continuous process. And that's why he says, like the days, in a plural, because we're always going out of Mitzrayim. So now, the Rebbe interjects with V'yesh Loimer. Whenever the Rebbe brings down the Maimer and he wants to add explanation, articulate, gives insight, the Rebbe explains the Maimer in his own broader way, so it's more to understand what he says. Because what does it mean that the Friedrich Rebbe says that we're going out of Mitzrayim all days? It's not been articulate, explained. What does that mean? The Rebbe is going to explain that going out of Mitzrayim, besides the physical going out of Mitzrayim, represents going out of boundaries and limitations. And there is always continuously boundaries and limitation. If we go out of one boundary and one limitation, then we have to grow even higher, go out from the next, because the exodus of the previous boundaries is right now the exile, or right now the limitation on the next day, and therefore we have to go out until we will reach the ultimate redemption, when we'll go out of all boundaries. So he says, Yesh Loimar, so we can say, the Rebbe explains, Ma shekosu b'hamaymer, this that the Maimer writes, Shekol hayomim, Shemihazman di Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ad Gula Hasido, from the time of the exodus of Egypt until the future redemption. Heim Yimeit says Chomeretz Mitzrayim, are days that you're going out of Mitzrayim. Who? Why are we always going out of Mitzrayim? What's the explanation? So he explains it. Ki Mitzrayim hu meloshin meitzar ugvul. The word Mitzrayim, it was a place, of course, Mitzrayim, but what is the meaning of the word? Meitzar means a boundary, you know, a boundary. Mitzorim is the boundaries around a property, are called the Meitzar. Meitzar are boundaries. They define, that comes from the Lashon of Meitzar, a boundary of Gvul. That's the end of the territory. That's limitation. That's where it is. That is the idea of Mitzrayim. Ve'inyan Yitzias Mitzrayim, who, what is the idea of going out of Egypt? Is going out of all boundaries and all limitations. all boundaries and limitations, go out of the boundaries. You'd see us, Mitzrayim, to go out the boundaries. And gam mehamet sorim v'hagbolas achinalim. Even from the very great boundaries, sometimes is limitation. A person, for example, just to demonstrate, let's say a person learns Tuglat Gemara, or he learns one Maimer Chassidus. It's a limitation. He only does one Maimer. He only does two blot. To go out of that limitation means to start learning three blot. To go out of the limitation, start learning a second Maimer. Basically, those are pretty lofty boundaries. Two blot Gemara, a Maimer. It's a pretty, but it's still a boundary. So to go out of Mitzrayim means any boundaries, even great boundaries. And the Rebbe later on in the Maimer will talk and explain there are two things. There are to go out of the boundaries to fight against negativity or the Yetzer Hara who's trying to stop us from doing Torah mitzvahs. That's a very simple boundary. But here we're talking about, even if it's Kedusha Dikya boundaries, it's a high level boundaries, and yet that's a boundary. So we have to continuously go out from all of our boundaries and all of our limitations. Gam mehametzorim v'hagboz achinaylim, even from the greatest and highest boundaries and limitations. V'zehu shekol hayomim ha'ela hem yimei tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim. And this is that we say that all these days are days of your exodus from Egypt. We're saying that all days, every day is exodus from Egypt. Shebechol yoim v'yoim yoitzim mimetzorim ugvulim nailim yoiser, that every day and day we go out from boundaries and limitations that are greater yesterday's level. We even go out that today. We go out of that boundaries. Until we come to the true and complete redemption through our righteous Mashiach. Then we'll exit all boundaries and all limitations. We'll be totally boundless, boundaryless, and no limitations. Gamachinailim, also from the greatest, will be exiting that boundaries. And as we will see later on, that even with boundaries that limit us because of the world that the Eibishter created, in an oifen from the kav, the level of gvul that the Eibishter made the world, that's also a boundary. But by Mashiach, there will be the revelation of Soiviv Kol Almin, which is beyond any limitations, is not going to be even the highest limitation. But Mashiach Kisiv, now the Rebbe brings the verse, by Mashiach it's written, Allah ha-poyretz lefoneinu, about Mashiach, the one who bursts, breaches through, goes up in front of. Mashiach is called the one who breaches through and goes through. Peritzas, Kol ha-gedorim v'hamedidas v'hagbolas, that is, breaching through all the limitations, all the boundaries, all the limitations, and all the measured. That's why we're saying every day we're going out of Mitzrayim, because until we come to Mashiach Tzidkenu, we're still in Mitzrayim, we still have boundaries, we still have limitations. There may be holy boundaries, there may be high levels, chinailim, greatest, but it's still a boundary. Only by Mashiach Tzidkenu, which the Pasuk says, Apoiretz, he will burst through, there will be no more limitations, and that's why until Mashiach comes, it's still Yitzias Mitzrayim, because there's still boundaries to break through. So he continues in the Maimer. The posik that says, I will show you niflois, koi al hagilu idigulu asido. That is referencing the revelation of the Geula HaHasida, that in the future redemption, the Eibrister will show us miracles just like we went out Mitzorim Ugvulim, as in the Exodus of Mitzrayim, in which we left this limitation, Shegula HaHasida Tiyagamkein B'Madregazu, that the future redemption is going to be on the same level that Rebbe points out in the Ha'orah, which means it's going to be leaving limitations, just like the Yetzias Mitzrayim is leaving limitations. In the Geula HaSida will leave also limitations, but on a much higher level. But it's on a higher level of the going out of the limitation, go out of the ultimate revelations. So the Rebbe wants to explain now what is the Rebbe's intent by bringing down that that Enoniflois is the Geula HaHasida. The Rebbe was asking in the beginning, why is Kimei Loshon Rabbi? The Rebbe explains that the Friedrich Rebbe wants to explain, why do we need all these days, and why does the Pasuk tell us Kimei Arenu Niflois, that that's the way it's going to be when Mashiach will come? The Geula HaHasida is also going out of limitation. The Rebbe explains what the Friedrich Rebbe is trying to explain, why do we need all these days? Because since the Geula HaHasida is also conceptually the same idea of Geulas Mitzrayim, which is going out of limitations, and ultimately the ultimate going out of limitation is Geula HaHasida, and therefore we need this Kiyimei, all these days leading up to the Geula HaHasida, in order to bring about that real Exodus Yitzim Mitzrayim that takes place Geula HaHasida. And the Rebbe says there's two parts to it. There is the part that Yoim Tseischo, the one day, which means we went out of Egypt, literally, that took place in one day. As the Rebbe will explain, that's important. In order to get to Geula HaHasida, we need also that one day, because it started the idea, Yetzias Mitzrayim started the idea of Exodus. Before that, there was no Exodus. So even the highest level of Yetzias Mitzrayim is still associated with that one day, which was the impetus, which was the psicha, the opening of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there is one thing when they literally went out of Mitzrayim, which started a process of Exodus. And then we have a continuous process, ki yimei, every day going out of Mitzrayim, which leads us to the ultimate Geula HaHasida, which is the highest level of all boundaries and all limitations, exiting all those lives. So we need both. We need Yoim in the sense that we started off on Tezvav Nisan, the idea of Exodus, which is the first and the tzinner of everything. And then we have Ki Yimei, that every day we keep on going out from new boundaries. And that prepares us for the ultimate Arenu Niflois of the Baal Geula HaHasida. And as the Rebbe will explain in more details, that the exodus of Egypt in one day is exiting negativity, which means once we left Mitzrayim that one day, we can no longer be slaves to anybody else, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have any more limitations on our Torah and mitzvahs, somebody to interfere, somebody to set boundaries. That took place in one day. In the one day after we left Egypt, that opening of the exile, the Eibishter took us and made us his people. And the Eibishter said, Shtori Koidem, I come first. And therefore, we can no longer ever be enslaved as it relates to matters of Torah mitzvahs. However, within Kedusha, we still limit it. So in Kedusha, we have to keep on growing. And that's the Kimei in order to get to Yimei Samashich. Let's look inside. Yesh Loimar, we can say, Zeh Shemamshich Bahamaymer. This that the Maimer continues. Sha'ar Enu Niflois Koyi Al Hagilui Degula Hasida. That I will show you wonders refers to the revelation Gula Hasida. How does that connect with Kimei Tseischa that the Rebbe talked before? Why is it a plural? Hubigdei Levair Yoiser, that is in order to explain more. Hatam lozeh shenemar beposig zeh, ki meitzeis chomeretz mitzrayim, ki meilosh rabim. That is to give us the reason why in this posig it says, like the days that when our mitzrayim in a loshon rabim. Av shebehachiyu dischiras gulas mitzrayim ksiv. Notwithstanding, we find when we mention the redemption of mitzrayim, leman tisker es yoim. We find Yoim Loshen Yochid of the day. So while the Rebbe explained before that every day we're going out of Mitzrayim, but we didn't explain why does the Pasuk only refer to it to Yoim and not the Yimei. So we still need to understand this. And that's why the Rebbe is going on to tell us that this is Gula Hasida. How does it explain? Since what we're discussing here is the future redemption, in which the Eibishter is going to show us, Arenu, I will show them the Niflois. That's when the completeness of the exodus of Egypt is going to be. Hayitziya mikol ha-mitzorim v'hagbolis. The exodus of all limitations, all boundaries, and all limitations. Also from the boundaries and limitations that are elevated, which means B'Mashiach, the Gilo Hasida will take us out of all boundaries. So the Rebbe is trying to explain what we're talking about here is not just going out to the highest level. How do we go out to this highest level that we're talking about over here? In order to reach, to come to that revelation, that is through the service of Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. We need Kimei. We need the plural. We need to every day, because we're talking about the going out in the highest level of any boundaries, of any limitations. Every day and day we exit boundaries, even higher canal. That's why it says Kimei Loshon Rabim. And the Rebbe says now that both are true. It's also Yoim and also is Yimei. Yimei is the lead up, the accumulative that gets us out from Mitzrayim ultimately. But we also need the Yoim, that the beginning of the Exodus. Ki Mekivon Lachain Oimek Mitzrayim Ki Ha'inyan Di Yitzias Mitzrayim Shal Yodo Yavoyu Legulo Ha'asida. How are we going to, the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we went out of Egypt, which through which we're going to come to the Gula Hasida, has two parts of it. It is, how are we going to come to the Geula Hasida? Is first of all, we went out of Mitzrayim the very first time, was in one day. That was the way it took place. One day we went out of Egypt. It's not only that the cumulative kimei, which is important to get to Mitzrayim, even that one day that we went out is also important, as the Rebbe says in the brackets explaining it. Shegam ze negeya legula ha'asida. That one day is also important to Geula Hasida. Not only the kimei every day that we go to Mitzrayim, but just that first day is important. Why? Like the Maimer says, the Maimer from the Friedrich Rebbe. That in the exodus of Egypt, this whole idea of redemption was renewed. That opened up the whole idea of redemption. The pipeline for all redemptions opened up that one time. From the exile that followed Golu Mitzrayim. Gam al Gula Hasida, also for the Gula Hasida. So that one day also had an impact on the Gula Hasida, because it started Gula, and from there you can have other Gulas. That's the one day. But then we also have the cumulative effect. Then, when we go out from the boundaries and the limitation that followed the actually literal exodus of Egypt, that in every day we go out from even greater boundaries, that are higher boundaries, but we go out from them, that is, helps us to come to the Geula Hasida. Ba'ad sheyagiyu adei kol zeh. So then through all of the accumulative days that we got Mitzrayim, the Geula Hasida, this is going to reach us to the future redemption. Sh'osti yitzias Mitzrayim betachas ha'shleimus. Then will be the exit of Egypt in total wholesomeness. Ha'yitziyah mikol ha'mitzorim v'agbolis. The exodus of all limitations and all boundaries. Okay, so now the Rebbe spells it out, the two parts, the one-day exodus gets us out from anything of the other side. We cannot be limited anymore by the Yetzer Hara or by Golus. Cannot interfere with our Torah Mitzvah. We left Mitzrayim, that's in one day. But then, in order to leave also the spiritual levels, higher levels, that's a continuous process until we come to the Yimei Samashiach. The Nimtso turns out like this. The Zeh Shebeposik Laman Tiskeres Yem Tzeischom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayach. This in the Posik, when it says, remember Yoim Tzeischom Eretz Kol Yimei Chayach. Shemimenu Nilmad Achiv Dizchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yoim. That is the Posik from which we learn the obligation to remember the exodus of Egypt every day and two times a day, by day and night time, kol yimei chayecha, day and night, or also yimei samashiach, the two opinions. Over there, kosu ksiv yom tzeischom eretz mitzrayim yom loshen yochid. Who? Why does it say they're going out yom loshen yochid? Who? Keho inyan di yitzias mitzrayim b'chol yoim hu be'iker ha'yitziyah ma'amitzorim del umazem. We have to remember every day that we went out of Mitzrayim. What kind of a Mitzrayim are we talking mainly? We're not talking about going out of Kedushin dike Mitzorim. We're talking about to go out of Mitzrayim, which means of l'umazem. Be'iker ha'yitziyah ma'amitzorim del umazem. It's mainly about leaving and going out of the boundaries of the other side. What does it mean, the other side? Those who interfere with mitzvahs and Torah, kima Torah mitzvahs, b'chlolus, hu ha'yitziya ma'amitzorim v'agbolos. We have to remember every day to go out of the boundaries and limitations, shemoinim u'ma'akvim l'limud ha'Torah, the kima mitzvahs, those that hold us back They prevent us and hold us back from studying Torah and Kiyum Mitzvahs. We have to remember every day we have to go out of Mitzrayim. We can't allow for that Mitzrayim to interrupt. And that has a connection to one day. Yoim Loshin Yochid. That's one day. Why? Because at that one day, the Metzias Mitzrayim, that when we left Egypt, Alidei She Yisroel Nasu Avdei Havaya, V'loy Avdei Paroi, through Yidden becoming servants of Hashem, and not the servants of Paroi, Niten HaKoyach L'kol Echad V'Echad Mi Yisroel, this power was given to each and every one of the Jewish people, Shebenegeya L'Toyro Mitzvahs Yiyah M'Shukhra V'Kol Nyone Ha'ilom. As it pertains to Torah mitzvahs, you should be free from all worldly matters, which means the world, you've gone out of Egypt. You have to remember that you have to leave Egypt every day, like in the first day, that you're free. You're no longer by an Eved of Paroi. Now you're an Eved of Hashem. Koilil gamin yone agolus, also the interferences and the distraction of exile. We have to leave it. We have to be free. And we have to go out. We cannot allow the Golos to interfere. Mikivon sheshtori koidim, because Hashem says, my contract comes first, as we say, that you are my slaves. We say that you cannot become a slave to anybody else. And that's what we have to remember every day. The one day we left Egypt, we're no longer enslaved to Paroi. Right now we're Avdei Hashem. That's the one day that took place in one day. And then Ubeposiki made says Chomeretz Mitzrayim alenu in the flois. But when the posiki male in a plural, Ksiv Kimei Loshon Rabin. Why does it say Kimei Loshon Rabin? Here we're talking about going out of higher level of Kedusha, Dika levels of limitation. Kibichdei Lagia Lagilui. The Gula Hasidah, in order to reach the revelation of the future redemption, Arenu Niflois, to the level that I will show you miracles, even as miracles relative to the miracles of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Mikivon Shedeguluyim, Shagiluyim, the Gula Hasidah, since the revelation of the future redemption. They will be wondrous. They'll be niflois, even relative to the revelations that took place in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Arenu niflois relative to the gilui of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. How are we going to reach that? We have to leave also the boundaries and the limitations of Kedusha to reach to the level of Yitzias Mitzigula Hasidah. And in each day and day, Yitzim, not only the Gula Hasidah will bring you to the ultimate, but every day we reach higher levels in Yitzias Mitzrayim of Kedusha. Every day you go out from greater boundaries till we'll get to the Gula Hasidah. That's what it says, like the days, because those are the days that we're going to leave of the, ultimately, every day we leave a little bit in Kedusha until we got to the ultimate Yitzias Mitzrayim or Yitzias in the Lost in Love way of going out of all kinds of boundaries. Now the Rebbe is going to explain now the question. It seems like we're keep on going out of boundaries, but what about the fact that the Golos now we're in a lower level than it was in the Beis HaMikdash? And here we're talking about going out of boundaries. The Rebbe will explain also about the different levels. But the Rebbe explains that the struggles we have now and that we're still sticking to Torah mitzvahs is something which is a novel idea, which brings us to the novelty of Mashiach, as the Rebbe will continue to explain, starting with Dois Gimel.
Ois Gimel.
Behine mehanal
from the above. Above that we said, Shahavoida di Yitzias Mitzrayim Shebechol Yoim. Hiboy Fanaila Yoiser.
That the service that we go out of Mitzrayim on every day is a higher level. Move on. So if we're continuously going up on a higher level, so the closer we get to Mashiach, to the Gula Hasida, that means we are at a higher level of exodus of Mitzrayim in anticipation and reaching the level of the Gula Hasida. Move on. Shebizman Hagolus Hayitzio Mehameit Sodim Vahagbolis. The exodus of the boundaries and limitation. Himimeit Sodim Nailim Yoiser. They are from higher level of boundaries. Yoiser Mehasher Hayitzio Mehameit Sodim Shohis Bizman Abayis. They are greater and higher, more elevated than the exodus of the Mitzorim that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because we're after the Beis HaMikdash and now we're going out even on a higher level. And Ubizman HaGolus Guf, and within the time of exile itself, Bahadoides Shebikvasa de Mashiach, in the generations which are on the heels of Mashiach, Ubefrat B'deir HaAchir, especially in this last generation, so the exodus of boundaries become even more elevated, greater boundaries, because we're reaching up to the time of the ultimate Yitzias Mitzrayim. The noise of Lozem, in addition to the fact that it's a cumulative Yitzias Mitzrayim of every day, but each day alone is higher. The noise of Lozeh, in addition, Shebechol Yom VeYom, Mevarerim Oid Netzutzos VeOid Netzutzos, that every day and day we're sorting out more sparks and more sparks, VaYideze Miskarvin Yoser LeBiyas HaMashiach, and this way we get closer to the coming of Mashiach, so that every day that we do the Avodah brings us closer to the coming of Mashiach. Hine gam ho'inyan di Yitzias Mitzrayim. But not only because generally the sparks and we're getting closer to the time of Mashiach, but there is the exodus of Egypt specifically, which is on a higher level. Gam ha'inyan di Yitzias Mitzrayim. The exodus from boundaries and limitation. And every day it is on a higher and an elevated level. And through the Avodah of the exodus of Egypt in the last days before Mashiach, Shayitziyah Mimitzrayim B'yomim Eilu Higam Mimitzorim Achi Nailim, which, when we're going out from the boundaries in these days, which are almost by Mashiach, it's also going out from even the greatest boundaries. Yiskul B'koriv Mamesh, we will merit very soon the Gula Hasidah, to the future redemption. Then will be the exit of all the boundaries and all the limitations. So basically this is a progression, not only because of the Netzoitzes that we're Mevarer and there's more and they accumulated from all the previous generations and now, but specifically in this idea of exiting Egypt, we're constantly going to the higher level till we'll go to the level of the coming of the Gula HaSida, which will be the ultimate all level. So what is it about our Avoida which is going to bring about the Gula HaSida? The Rebbe will now explain how even the spiritual levels are all limitations, all the
And it's only when Mashiach will come, will break through all the limitations, even the Kedusha Dika limitations. And there will be a renewal, and the world will be a new Shemayim Va'oretz, there will be a new Torah, everything will change because of the new revelation. Because at that point, we'll break through the Kav, the limitation of the Eir HaGvul, will be enlightened by the Eir HaBligvul. This Chidush that's going to take place comes through the Chidush in Avodah. The Avodah Bizman HaGolus. Let's look inside. Obi Ra'inyan, to explain this idea, Shagilu de Gula Hasidotia Be'iker, that the redemption of the future, the revelation of the future redemption will take place Be'iker. Mainly, that will take place Ali Deha Avodah Shebesim Zman HaGolus, through the work that we do in the end of the time of Golus. Yuvon behagdim habiur, will understand this by first explaining, b'zeh, what is it meant when we say shahag b'geula ha'asido tia ha'yitzia mikol ha'meitzorim behagbolus, that in the future redemption will go out of all boundaries, all limitations. Gam me'meitzorim behagbolus achin ailem, even of the most elevated boundaries and limitation, will leave that as well. What does that mean? So the Rebbe first explains, even the spiritual worlds, which come from the level of Mimali Kol Almim, the Oir HaKav, are still called Mitzrayim, there's still limitation. As explained in the Maimer, the Chol HaOilamais, all worlds of Hishtalshulus, Gam Oilamois Achinailim, even the worlds which are on the highest level, Nikroim B'Shem Mitzrayim, they're still referred to as Mitzrayim, there's still limitation. In the spiritual level, there is still limitation. They're not Ein Soif, it's called Mitzrayim. The Yoisam Bechinas Meitzar Vehelem, because they're on a level of boundaries and obscure. They limit their boundaries and they obscure the infinite light of the Ein Sof. Hainu Deze Sheha Oilamois Nikroim. The reason why they're called Mitzrayim is for two reasons. First of all, Mitzad ze shehem behagbola, they themselves are limited. Mitzrayim elosh meitzur gvul, Mitzrayim from the language of boundaries and limitation. Migam, and also, so that's number one, because they are limited. But also they created the gamitzad mikam mitzadze, but also because of this shehi savusam hi ali de helam ha'oir, because the way they have been created, brought in, is through the obscurity of light, through the level of tzimtzum, in which the entire light that was memale mokim acholol, that filled this world, there was a tzimtzum acholol umokim ponu. The Eivishter was misalig the oir. That tzimtzum was in the way of helem oir. Ki yadua shahelem the tzimtzum horishen. That this block or the obscurity that the tzimtzum horishen first restriction of the light means it left. Shall yo dei nasis mokum lamidus oilus, through which it created a space for the world to stand. That cholol mokum ponui, which was the place where the Eibishter was later on, and brought down his tauschulus in that mokum, in that through the tzimtzum, who tzimtzum b'derech siluk. That was a tzimtzum, not in a way in which the light is diminished, but the light is totally removed. The Eibishter sort of, it was included in Atzma, so it no longer was there shining. It was totally removed, not diminished, not a symptom of diminishing, but a symptom of silo. The totally light was totally hidden, totally blocked. This is similar to the Mitzrayim of the other side, literally Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim Kibshutei, Shehu Helem Behester, which is a block and a cover to obscure and to block. It blocked on everything godly. This was also blocked, and it became a Mitzrayim because the oil that was there was totally removed. And the Rebbe says to explain, in the Maimer, the Rebbe brings down an interesting three translation of the word Oilom. Why does he say that? The Rebbe is going to explain now. This is what he explains in the Maimer, that it continues. That in the world, there is three aspects. Oilom kipshute. First, the word oilom means the world, which means shemoyed al mokum zman. That means a world which shows its time and space. Oilom eloshin helam. And oilom means also obscure, blocked, hidden. Dinyone hester, which is idea of block. Oilom loshin elam. Also a loshin oilom from loshin elam, youthful. A strength, shepirushehu narus v'koychach, which means youthful and strength. That's the meaning of the three meanings of the word oilom. World, time and space, blocked, and strength. And the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Maimir, explains the connection between these two interpretation. Shahel and v'hester the oilom, that the obscurity in the block of the world is manu mokoyim, who betake of God. It's very forceful. That means that the Zmanu Mokim Oilom is the second, is Helem, and with the great Helem, there's a forceful Helem. So why is the Rebbe bringing here these true meanings in the Taich of the world, of the meaning of the word Oilom? If he wants to say that the world needed a place, Oilom Derech Siluk, why does he have to bring in the strong block that is in the world? The Shloimar, so the Rebbe explains this, we can say, the Mezesh and maybe Kan, this that he brings down here, Loi Raka Pirush Doilom Kipshutei, not just the interpretation Oilom, which is literally Mokom Zman. Elogam HaPirushim She'Oilom U'Meloshen Helam, but he also brings the interpretation that Oilom is block. U'Meloshen Helam, Loshen Useful, Hu Ke'Oilom Kipshutei Mokom Zman Inyan HaGbola, because when we talk and we just say Oilom, the Abish that created the world, and the world is a place which came about through the Tzimtzum. But he also brings down the Perusha Loshon Helam Loshon Elam, who Ka'olam Kipshute Mokem Uzman Iyan Ha Gabola, the idea of limitation. Who be urak al zesha oilumais heim mitzrayim meloshe meitzeru gvul. That only explains why the worlds are mitzrayim, why they limited and boundaries and limitation. They levair. Gam ha meitzar v'haelum sheba oilumais. But the Rebbe wants to point out that the tzimtzum is not just in this physical world, the Oilam Kipshutai, but also in the Oilamais Halyonim in Atzilus, Bri, Tzirasi, and the, from the Kab, all of Ishtalshlus. So he wants to bring out that they too are in a level of Meitzorim. So, Ubechdei Levair Gam Hameitzar Vahelim Sheba Oilamais in the spiritual world, not only in Oilam Hazah, to the extent that it's similar to the Helam and Hester, the block and the obscurity of Mitzrayim Kipshutei. Maybe gam hapirushim de oilom umloshen helam loshen elam. That's why he brings down the word is oilom from helam and elam, which means shahelam vast oilom ubatek of godel is very forceful to tell us that this helam is not only in this world when there is mokem uzman literally oilom hazeh, but in all the general mode, that's a strong helam that even there, in the spiritual levels, we have that a block. So we have, first of all, we know that the whole worlds are Mitzrayim. A, they're Mitzrayim because they're limited, the worlds. And B, because they come through the level of Siluk from the Tzimtzum HaRishayin, which is the level of Siluk. Umam shirba maimer, the maimer continued, this havus oilumais himayrakap. And therefore, where did the worlds brought into being that came from the light of the cup? The mahoir shalifne hatzimtzum, that from the light which is from before the tzimtzum. The Eberster was not able to, so to say, speak, diminish that light of Lifne HaTzimtzum so that there can be a world. It can't be a world from the Oir Shel Lifne HaTzimtzum. You have to remove it and bring down a Kav that goes through the Tzimtzum, but not from the Lifne HaTzimtzum itself, that Oir Ein Sof could not create the worlds. K'mei Shem Achshav, to have the world the way it's now could not be from the Oir Lifne HaTzimtzum. Because the world have the level, there is the top and the bottom. There's the higher level and the lower level. The higher level and lower level, this is what we say, the definition of world is space. So the space, so physical space in the spiritual sense, space means top and bottom. What does it mean, a spiritual space? So to create a space, a spiritual space, to create a world, the olam is to create space that there has a top and a bottom, cannot be created from the Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Ve'oir shel Lifnei HaTzimtzum lo hayo bo rosh v'sof ma'ilo mato. The Oir Lifnei HaTzimtzum did not have a head and an end. It didn't have a beginning and an end. Ma'ilo mato, top and bottom. That's one issue that cannot be created from the Oir Lifnei HaTzimtzum. V'gam, and also, when we talk about the Oir of Lifnei HaTzimtzum, it's in a level of bittul that cannot create anything. This is included in Atzmus. And the light which is included in the luminary, in the source, is totally effacement, not existence. It does not even called, you can't call it Oir. It's such a level of bittul that it's not Oir. To create and to bring the world into being, it needs to be a metzius. Therefore, this Oir, which is kolu b'moir, is not fit. It doesn't apply. It cannot become a source for world. Because in order to be a source for something, we have to have the moker to be an entity that he becomes a source. If it's a non-entity, he cannot become a source for something else. It's a non-existent. So therefore, we needed the kav, because the kav has milo mata and it's an entity. The daf kalidei rakav, it's specifically through the light of the cup. Talidei shenimshach alidei hatzimtzum, through being extended. It goes through the tzimtzum of the Helam Ha'oir, and then we have a new shine of the Kav that goes through the tzimtzum, b'chinas mitzias oir. First of all, it is already an entity of light. B'yesh by Milo Mato, and there is a top and a bottom. Al yodei davke nasis habus oilum, as that's the way the world was created. From the Eirin Sof, a lifnat tzimtzum, there cannot be creation. The creation of the world comes through the level of Kav. But that is all, as we'll see, this is all Mitzrayim. It's all limitation. The Gilui will be when there will be the Ein Sof. Yesh Leimar. You can say, the Shnei Inyonim Eilu Shebekav. So we talked about two things, Milo Mato and Mitzias. The Shnei Inyonim Eilu Shebekav, Hem Dugmas Shnei Ho Inyonim Hanal Shebeilom. These are the similar to the two ideas in the world. We have space, a limitation, which is the Oir Hakav Mokim, and then we have the level Damailo Mato Shebekav, the Kav being top and bottom. Hudukmas Hagavul Da'ilum. That's the limitation of the world, the space of the world. But then the fact, the second aspect is that it became an entity of light versus the Oir HaSof, which is non-entity. Or the Oir Lifnat Tzimtzum. She'ein Oir B'tachlis HaBitl HaRes Natoch HaBitl. Hudugmas HaHelem VaHester De'Olam. That is similar to the obscurity in the block of the world, Olam Eloshen Helem. Olam Eloshen Mokum Zman, that's associated with Milo Mato of the Kav. And Olam Eloshen Helem is associated with the Mitzias of the Oil. Shayna Batakhza Bitl, Hudugmas, that's not totally Bitl, Hudugmas Hahelem Vahester the Oilom. That is the obscurity of the Oilom. Sibus Hayeshus Shaboy, which it what makes it into a entity of a Yeshus, is because it blocks. It doesn't allow for the revelation and the Milo Mato of the Kav. Vapi hanal dezeh shoyl meis nikra b'shem Yitzrayim hu mipnei sheheim b'chinas meitzer v'helem. And why are the worlds also called Mitzrayim? The word is because they are also boundaries and hidden. Shnei inyonim elu, these two inyonim. That's why Olamos are called Mitzrayim. They're limited and they block. They don't reveal the Ein Sof. Yesh loimar. So we can say shegam hakav nichlal b'mechinas Mitzrayim. So also the Kav itself, the revelation is part of the Mitzrayim. Because the Kav itself, we're saying, it has Milo Mata, and it has Helam, that it's a Metzias. It became a Metzias. So therefore, that's Mitzrayim. Not only are the Olamos that were created, the Hishtalshelus, but even the Oir HaKav itself is also part of Mitzrayim. And the true idea of going out of Mitzrayim, to go out of all boundaries and all limitation, it's only through the revelation of the essence of the Eir Ein Sof, which is from before Mitzimtzum. So now we understand that in the Geula, which is going to come, is going to be the ultimate wholesomeness of Exodus of Egypt. Because even the Gilu Hakav is a Mitzrayim. So over there, it's going to be a Gilu, which is from Lifnei HaTzimtzum. HaTzimtzum Kol HaMitzrayim V'Hagvolos. Ki Oz Yiyeh Gilu Ha'oir Shel Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Then it's going to be the revelation of the Lifnei HaTzimtzum. That's what it means. It's going to be the Exodus of Mitzrayim in the Gilu HaSidus. And within the light of Lifnei HaTzimtzum, the light of Ligvul, which is higher than being the light connected to Elamis, a higher level than Ligvul. To the extent that it's going to be a revelation of Atzmus. So basically, we are explained now that what is the revelation that is going to be la'osid lovay gilu da'ed in sof lifnei atzimtzum, because this is all Mitzrayim, because it has milo mato the kav and it has a helem, and therefore that's still Mitzrayim, and to go out of Mitzrayim, which will really take place only in the gula hasida, and that will be the ultimate yitzias Mitzrayim. And now, how is it going to be the expression of it in all areas? The world is going to be a new world. The Torah is going to be, it's going to be something novel that wasn't there before, because we're having a new revelation. We're having the Oyinus of the Minatzimtzum. Hey, V'nezeh shalosid loviti ha'yitziyem ekol ha'mitzot v'agbolis. This, that the future, the exodus will be from all boundaries and all limitation. Who benegel chol inyonim pertains to all matters. When gula hasida, everything will change. What does it mean? All matters. Shekol inyonim de losid lova yu be'ein areich legabe kibayi shem achshav. All matters of the future to come will be uncomparable the way it is now. Hein benegel lehoilom. Both as it pertains to the world. The world is going to change also. She'oz yiyeh shamayim, because we have the gilu in itself, it will be shamayim chadoshim v'eretz chadosho, a new shamayim, a new land, a new heaven, a new earth. Olam chadosh, be a new world. V'heim v'negei l'toyro. And also Torah will be a new Torah, because Torah is also associated with Torah, creates, the Eibishter looked in the Torah to create world. The new world will be because it will be a new Torah. Shayod nivra ilam, the world is created through Torah. Be a new istakel beraisa ubara alma. It looks in the Torah, creates the world. So if we have a new world, it comes because there's a new Torah. Shalosid lova yiyeh Torah chadosho meitzitetze. It will be a new Torah from me, and also v'heim banagei alam shochas v'gilu elokus. And also the way we extend and reveal God, the revelation of godliness, the revelation of godliness that will be in the future to come, it's a new revelation which is incomparably greater than the revelation of now. We have a whole new, the kol ha'giluim da'achshov hem mechitzoy nisatik. All the revelations now come from the externality of Atik. But then will be the revelation of the inner of Atik. Okay, so now that we have everything changes, a new world, a new Torah, a new Hamshoche, all new, that is why our Avodah is needed. He asked, why is it Avodah's Malagolus? Because our Avodah is a new kind of Avodah that we do today, even newer than it was in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a whole new level. That the future redemption will mainly come through our work in the end of the time of Golus. Since all the revelation will be new matters. So also this service, the work that through which we draw down these matters, this needs to be a new service, as the Rebbe explains now. Why the service Bizman Hagolus and Iksa the Meshicha and the last before is a new avoid. And the Rebbe explains this now. The Bizman Habayis Shohoyos Gilolakus. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, people experienced everything that they did was with some inner experience and appreciation. They were at a certain level. Even their Mesiris Nefesh and the love of Hashem B'chol Meidecha was connected to it. But today, we don't have any revelation. We're just serving Hashem completely. When there was a revelation of God, there were 10 miracles that took place to our Father in the Beis HaMikdosh. You were able to see these miracles in the eyes of flesh. So people appreciated that, saw it. To the extent that some of them were even the nations of the world, consider them. The Gemara says about the Ner Marovia or the Benoir, the various different things. So it was visible. So how this was something that made sense, was logical. The service of observance of Torah mitzvahs was based on reason and rationale that was understood. Now, it doesn't mean that we didn't have a tzivu of Mesiris Nefesh then, but it was associated. Love with all your heart and all your soul and with all your being, which includes totally self-sacrifice, which is beyond reason. But still, since they saw godliness vividly, and also in the Mesiris Nefesh, that was then. Since it was a time when they saw godliness vividly, so even that self-sacrifice that was at that time, there was a measure and a limitation, the tamadas of reason rationale, because generally they saw. So even in their Mesiris Nefesh, they still had a connection of limitation. And also similar in the time of exile, when there wasn't such an overpowering darkness to such an extent, there was still some reasoning and there was a rationale and understanding in godliness. As opposed to in the generation when we're the hills of Mashiach, every day becomes an overpowering of the darkness. There's many challenges, tests. Especially the test, not to be embarrassed because foreign of those make fun. This is a test that we have to withstand. Especially, it's difficult to stand these tests when the people making fun are people of no values, low people. Especially when those making fun are people that are very low, empty. It's very difficult to tolerate. So the fact that we still stand by these tests, that's a service of self-sacrifice, which is beyond measure and limitation, because of the new greater challenges. This is that the service that we do, the serve the Eibishter in the generation of the hills of Mashiach. And in our generation itself, in the end of the time of Golus, it is greater in this aspect than all the avodas that were till now. In a way that is incomparable. We have a much greater avoda because there is no reason and rationale, and we stand by this terrible nisyon, the great nisyon we have today. It's such a high level, uncompared. This is a new kind of service that nobody had ever had to experience, done this before. Because the service matters of the previous generation, they had some sort of a connection to reason and to understanding. There was still some measure and some limitation of the revealed koiches. But but the avodah in the end of golus is the avodah mesiras nefesh, shemitzat pnimis haneshama, the inner of the neshama. It's an avodah chadosha, which brings around the giluyim chadoshim of the yemes hamashiach, the agula hasidim. Vayidei haavodah shebizman hagolus bechlal, through the avodah during the time of exile in a general way. Ubefrat al yidei haavodah shebesim hagolus, especially through the avodah at the end of golus. Then the Aveda is the inner of the soul. That way we bring down the inner of above. The Pnimius of Atik. That creates this Pnimius that a Yid has to use in order to do his Aveda Bizman Hazeh, brings the Pnimius Atik. And this brings the Chidush Gam B'Torah, Torah Chadosha B'iti Teitzei, the new Torah that comes from Hashem, Sheyumshech Bo Menoisen HaTorah B'Eifon Chadosh. It's going to be drawn into it from the giver of the Torah in a new, renewed way. V'yesh Loimar Shegam In Zezeh Nasal Idei HaAvodah Shebsi Magolus. That also that aspect of Torah, that we're bringing down a new level of Noisna Torah, Torah Chadoshi in the Torah, is also through the Avodah that we're doing in the end of Golos. The Kasher Avodah he be'efen the Mesiras Nefesh. When we learn with Mesiras Nefesh, then Azai Limud HaTorah Hu Lishma. It's for the sake of Hashem, there's no ulterior motive, it's totally with self-sacrifice, so you're learning in a new way, and you're bringing down a new Torah. That way we also bring this novel, new renewal, also in the creation. The world, it looked in the Torah, creates the world. A new heaven, a new sky, a new earth. Ends with the bracha that should all be very soon. Through our work and our service now, we should go very soon to greet righteous Mashiach. Then it will be fulfilled. Actually, like the days leaving Mitzrayim, I'll show you wonders. And immediately be redeemed.